BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's also, let's see here, a new Berg Simpson text line, too. A lot of people don't realize that we changed the lineup.
Yeah, so that's the deal. The Berg Simpson text line is 303-222-5423, or you also know it as 303-22-ALICE.
All right, the fires out in California. Yesterday when we were talking about these, it was just a horrible, horrible situation.
It still is.
And it still is. Yeah, you're right about that. A lot of people have lost their homes as they rage through California. But you're telling me this morning, Jamie, that things have changed a little bit anyway.
Well, I was freaked out because it got into the Hollywood Hills, and it looked like it was just going to take out the Hollywood Hills. But because now they have airdrops and because the wind died down a little bit yesterday, they were really lucky. Then I was thinking about your son, too, because then it went into Studio City. The embers went into Studio City in those canyons, but they knocked it out. I watched all the airdrops, and man, those airdrops make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And the lake, the Hollywood Lake or whatever, is right there. So they could just go, and it literally takes 2 minutes for them to pick up more water.
That's nice.
I saw them taking water out of that lake and also the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
They were taking water from the ocean. Here's the latest from the news source.
Back to Los Angeles this morning, where a series of devastating wildfires are ravaging neighborhoods there. Look, again, this is a live shot where the story is being told time and time again. Devastation in neighborhood after neighborhood. Hurricane force winds have died down a bit, but at this hour, crews still battling five fires that have killed at least five people. More than 130,000 people are now under an evacuation order from the Pacific Palisades all the way along the coast of Pasadena and further inland.
Their resources are stretched thin down in Southern California, so they're relying on other states to help out in this emergency response.
Now, that's where we come into play, right?
Yeah. So we have Colorado people there and strike teams and all that. And it was amazing because everybody's coming in from, like, you know, Idaho and all these places, and they have all the trucks. You know how, like, the electric company, when the power goes out, they all line up?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was all fire trucks. It looked amazing.
You know, see, I like hearing stories like that where everybody comes to the rescue. Instead of these stories that you see circulating, like, blame this person, we have no water, blame this person, and all that.
CNN and Fox last night were so annoying.
I hate that.
I just turned off CNN and Fox because it was all political, and I just watched KTLA on the live stream.
You know, there comes a time after this is all over and people's lives are saved and homes are saved that you can then look at accountability on this thing, okay? But not right now. This is not the time to do that.
Yeah.
I want to hear these stories about firefighters going out there and the National Guard that's going in there and how they're actually getting a handle on this thing. That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah, and the good stories,
all
too.
Right. Here's a good story. This is Colorado and the firefighters.
Yeah, the state's Division of Fire Protection and Control says they got the call today. California was looking for around 200 additional fire engines and multi-mission aircrafts. Colorado has two of those. The state says firefighters left Colorado today to help Cal Fire. That's California's state fire department. They're bringing somewhere between 40 to 50 fire engines, as well as one of those multi-mission aircrafts. The plane doesn't carry water or anything like that, but what's special about it is that it's equipped with fancy cameras that can help with mapping and showing hot spots. They can see through smoke with infrared and color sensors, and that can help keep firefighters safe on the ground.
There you go. There you go.
So if you knew from a long time ago, Stretch Roberts, he was my producer a long, long time ago when I was in Los Angeles and when we actually simulcast here in Denver. And so here's what he wrote, okay? Because the Pacific Palisades, if you've ever been there, it's destroyed. The whole town is gone. It is literally, if you guys remember the Marshall Fire, it looks like that. If you remember when Colorado Springs had that fire in the suburbs.
Reminds me of Maui.
Yeah, it's just gone. And he and Maritza had a beautiful house in Pacific Palisades. They're quite positive that it's gone. So here's what he wrote. It's 8 days in the new year. I've officially damn near 60-year-old man have moved back in with my parents. The most valuable thing I own is a 2008 Volvo. I own one pair of shoes, three pair of underwear, four t-shirts, five dress shirts, a big white dog that I'm pretty sure is on the spectrum.
Wow. That's terrible.
I don't know what that last part is.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
Throw that in there.
I know he adopted a dog.
And there are thousands of people in that same situation.
Yeah,
when you read the list of all the homes that have burned with celebrities out there, John Goodman's house burned down. I think Paris Hilton watched hers burn on live TV. I think she said, and the list just goes on and on from James Woods, everybody, all these houses up in that area. And you know it well more than I do because I didn't live out there. I went out to Los Angeles many times, but you lived there, Jamie, and these places, these are multi-million dollar homes that are now uninsured.
Yeah.
Their insurance got dropped just months ago.
And what was weird for me is seeing all those beautiful houses along PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, which there's just, you know, Kanye West had that one house, remember? He bought it and then he should have kept it and kept insurance on it. But anyway, and he lost like $10 million on it or whatever because they gutted it. But it's all those houses that are on those kind of stilts hanging off PCH and they're all gone. Every one of them's gone.
Yeah, and I know a lot of these people have a ton of money, but man, when you lose all your possessions, I don't care if you're worth $300 million, there's stuff in there that you will never, your dad went through this when his place caught on fire. There's stuff in there that money cannot replace. And when you're worth $300 million, I'm sorry, you're still out some really precious items that were in your house. Because most of these people were told within an hour or so to gather up whatever they could get and get the hell out of there. It happened that fast.
It is weird sifting through stuff after it catches on fire. Like I sifted through my dad's house and one drawer, it was this desk, and one drawer was just full of water, completely full of water, and it had pictures that never dissolved. It was from the fire, you know, the fire department or whatever. But I pulled it and there was all these pictures and they were in this and they were fine.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, we laid them out and they dried.
Sometimes you see that with like tornadoes that rip through the Midwest where somebody will come back to their house and the house is leveled. I mean, all you see is a fireplace sitting there, right? But then they'll go through the stuff that's on the ground, all the, you know, scattered stuff. Then they'll find an heirloom that's untouched.
Yeah.
And that's just weird. It's bizarre.
And what you also don't know, because it gets so hot, so all of us have that coin bank, right? That coin jar, whatever. Well, my dad, you know, being older, had several of them, little ones. They all melted.
The jars did?
All the coins melt to one.
It's just one.
It's one big ball.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
That is an intense fire there.
Yeah, right?
That
it's
melts
all
the
one
coins.
Big ball.
That would be crazy to see.
It was weird. It was weird.
Holy moly. Yeah, so. Well, the good news is they are making progress. Is it still a bad situation? Absolutely horrible for these people because a lot of these people aren't going to be able to go back if they've got anything to go back to for quite a while. They're going to be in hotels and living. I heard Adam Carolla yesterday. His place burned, I guess, and he's in a motel. Same thing. He said he had three pairs of pants and a couple of shirts. That's it. That's all he has left. And that, you know, again, that list goes on and on of people that are in that situation. But hopefully they get a real handle. Are the winds still up and running?
They had dissipated yesterday quite a lot, but they just have some random gusts, and then they're screwed. But because not like that first day. The first day,
the first day was real bad.
Because I don't care, even if you had water that first day, I don't think anything was going to help.
No,
you know, it was just that 100 mile per hour winds with those embers. You're just
the conditions were perfect, weren't they?
Yeah, and then there's so many iconic. If you've ever, because everybody knows California, like even people from Europe or whatever, because everybody goes up the PCH. And you stop at those little places to go eat and stuff. They're all gone. It's so weird.
Did the Hollywood sign, did it burn?
I don't think so.
I know that hill was on fire.
It was on
one
fire,
time.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's still intact.
Yeah.
Sad situation out there. I'm sure there will be plenty of updates all day long, but hopefully they get a handle on this thing today. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
It looks slick out there to me.
I don't know, man.
I
follow Upsy. You know Upsy, R-U-P-S, my pretend
boyfriend. Yeah. Upsy. Yeah. I ran into him yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, sure did.
So anyway, he's my pretend boyfriend. He's the UPS guy. And he just posted. He's like, hold up. He's like, my app says light snow, and it is coming down.
Yeah.
And his app is completely wrong.
You know how cold it was yesterday? He was wearing shorts.
He was?
Yeah. Well, Upsy. I think he's cocky, though. I think he's trying to show off his legs.
I feel like he's the least cockiest man on the planet.
I'm just saying he's trying to show off his legs. He's got nice legs.
Oh, he does have nice legs.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I mean, they're moving all the time. Yeah. They're doing like a workout constantly.
Yeah. Like they are hot.
And that truck he was driving yesterday, he didn't even have a door on it. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a tough dude.
I mean, think about that. Think about you, okay, just you.
Me?
Or me, for that matter. All either one of us. Doing one of, so we know what he unloads here.
Yeah.
Just one of those loads.
No.
And he has to do that all day.
Let me give you a quick story, okay? I went over to Home Depot yesterday. I've been telling you off air that I've got to look for these doors, and I want to go through the whole thing because it's kind of boring, actually. Jamie doesn't even listen to me half the time.
I know you got here's what you got.
Okay.
You got new doors from Home Depot. You got shower doors. You got some shims. You got the bottom part, the trim. You got some trim. See, I listened.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what's frustrating is when you go over to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those home improvement places, and it varies. You can get somebody that's really good and can really help you out and steer you in the right direction. Then you can get a real dummy. Okay.
That's why I like Ace.
Is Ace a lot better?
I feel like it's just more like they got the hometown people that know their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran into a lady yesterday. No, a guy first. The guy was the dummy, okay? I ran into a guy who told me they didn't have the certain thing I'm looking for. Then when I found the lady in another department, she said, no, we carry that. We got that. But it's just frustrating, you know? Yeah. I spent so much time there yesterday. But nevertheless,
that's
I'm just
why
saying,
you go online and you order it and then you go and pick it up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. No, it does.
Yeah, that way
you're right. Yeah. Upsie, he carries a load every single. I couldn't do that work.
Every minute. Yeah. That would be crazy. So what were you going to tell me? That was it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, I thought it was you like lifting something.
I did. I loaded up the doors. And then when I got to my house, I couldn't unload them. I told the contractor, I said, dude, it's on you now. I said, look, I'm hurting.
That's it?
It was one door that I loaded.
Hey, how did your snow shovel work? The one I got you for Christmas?
Works great.
Okay, good.
Works great. Right, I cranked it up, Tuesday was it, Carson?
Yeah.
That you and I were talking about it? Yeah. Tuesday, I cranked it up, and Jamie, it works to perfection.
You're going to need it again today.
Yeah, and for snows like this, it's perfect. Yeah. It's the electric, and it's the shovel. It's not a blower, but it works perfect for this type of snow.
It only goes up to 6 inches.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what he said.
All right, well, good. Yeah, it works out great.
All right, good.
All right, I got a story here I want to run by you. Do you think anybody on this planet remembers the day they were born?
No.
Me either. I don't buy it.
No. I don't see how you could.
There's a football player that held a press conference just a few days ago. Shabadil, tell me if I got this story right, okay?
Okay.
Quarterback, right?
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
All right, out for the Chargers or somebody, right? Uh-huh. He says he was so impressed with his coach the first day he met him because of what he said to him that he remembers the day he was born. The coach did. He remembers the day he was born. He remembers looking out a window and it being a snowy day.
Oh, God.
he said this in a press conference, did he not?
He did say that.
I bet what happened, because I feel like I could remember, I don't, but because I've been told stories about being taken home and all, you know, all the things that your parents told you about it.
Right.
I bet he somehow got that screwed up in his head and thought it was that he remembers
he
it,
like
but really his parents.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right word. But really his parents told him the story.
I can see that.
Yeah. I cannot believe anyone on this planet remembers the day they were born.
Of course not.
That's ridiculous. All right, here's the guy at the press conference.
What was the first time, maybe during off-season workouts or something that Jim said, where you were like, this guy's definitely different?
I think when he talked about remembering the day that he was born was probably the first day that he kind of told us the whole story and how he remembered looking out the window, and I think it was a cold, snowy day. And I really hope he does.
I went out and built a snowman that day. The first day I was born, I built a snowman.
But it sounds like he's mocking him.
I don't know.
Yeah, because he said, because the question was, when you knew he was different. He's like, this is when I knew he was different. And then everybody's chuckling, and it sounds like he kind of chuckled too.
It was in a light joking way.
Yeah.
I would chuckle.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. What's the earliest you remember? Do you know?
I told you, I was in a crib and my sister stacked two chairs on top of each other and tried to pull me out and drop me.
Yeah, you're better than me.
And I remember my mom and dad like running upstairs and freaking out.
How old were you?
I have no idea.
Estimate?
I was in a crib.
So year, maybe?
So maybe, yeah.
Maybe a year?
Old enough that my sister was, she's 4 years older, so old enough that she could put two chairs on top of each other.
Yeah.
And they were these weird, like, cardboard chairs. They were really light. And then she tried to pull me out.
By the way, Texnado. You can go to Texnado 303-222-5423 if you remember your birth.
Yeah, I want to know.
So just flood the lines right now.
Who wants to remember their mom's vagina?
The earliest I remember is 3 years old.
Yeah.
I fell out of bed and broke my collarbone at 3 years old. Yeah. And that's the first thing I remember.
What about you, Carson?
That's it.
I remember 4 years old when we moved from Aurora to Highlands Ranch. I remember looking out of our house in Aurora and seeing the moving trucks, and I remember it was our last time walking or going out of the house.
Probably because your mom said that. This will be the last time.
Soak it in.
You were four?
Yeah, four.
Wow.
What about you, Shmadel?
I think I was three or four, and I don't want to tell this story, but my first memory is of
my mom left.
No, being by cigarettes.
I found my dad's like adult magazine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You win. You win.
Yeah, right.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said it's funny that everybody's first memories are really of trauma. It is true.
Yeah, I guess so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, hey, a new study came out and it says this is when you know your marriage is over.
Oh. Oh, no.
So, yeah, obviously, the number one would be cheating, right? You know, it's over because then you hold resentment and you can never really get out of the resentment. So that would be, you know, number one. But these are the reasons why people are saying that their marriages are over, and this has nothing to do with cheating. I thought of you, BJ, on this one.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Okay. When you get home in the driveway and you're sitting in the car for a while, not going in because you just don't want to see that person.
Oh, man. How does that relate to me? I sit in a work parking lot.
I know.
You don't even make it home.
I know.
I don't even make it home.
Because you're always like, let's not go on vacation that long. I can't be with the family that long.
My wife's out of town, so I can say this. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had days, I literally have, right, where I didn't want to go home. So I would pull into the subdivision and go down a road that I could see our driveway to see if her car was there. And that way I could do a loop-de-loop and head over to the grocery store or somewhere else to be out of the way. But if I pulled up near her car, she might see me out the window. And like, why did you go on? What the hell's going on?
Why'd you drive by the house?
So I do a side road that I can actually get a view to see if.
But you're not alone. We've all been in a relationship where you drive up and you see their car and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I leave here after dealing with you, Jamie.
Well, right. I mean,
and then
it's
I've got to go to that.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And it's like, just, it's a bam, bam, and I can't do it.
It's just too much. But I also remember just driving up and seeing, I won't mention it, and just be like, oh, God, he's at my house.
I know. And then I caught on because one day I got busted driving by the house.
Right.
And she's like, where were you going? I'm like, oh, crap.
The other one is, let's see here. When you start seeing them as a roommate and not a lover.
Okay. Okay. Do we have to do this list?
Well, I have one last more. One. Okay. Yeah, one last one. All right. So, and then finally, when you have nothing to talk about.
Oof.
Mm. Okay. All right. There you go, folks.
Yep, there it
is. See if it applies.
Oh my God. All right. So I'll put those right there. So that's when you know that your marriage is over. I do find it funny, like when I see like couples at restaurants or whatever, and they are not talking. I think that's so weird.
Oh, and the worst, or if they're on their phones.
Yeah,
they're just sitting. Then nothing said. They're not even looking at each other.
No, not even. They're just on their phones, and they're both on their phones.
Yeah,
not just one, but they're both. I'm like, you guys are together, right?
You could have done this at home. You didn't have to go out to the restaurant.
Exactly. It's so bizarre. All right. Let's see here. James Woods. He's an actor. I forgot all the big movies he's been on, but he's very famous. His house might be intact. We don't know for sure. As of right now, he's going with it's not. But I guess his neighbor is an amazing guy. His neighbor came over and tried to save the house. after James and his wife evacuated, he came over with a garden hose and tried to save it. His neighbor did call him and say, "I can see the roof. I don't know if the house is there, but I can at least see the roof." Wow. But James Wood said, "You know, my structure is a wooden house. My guess is it's gutted, but maybe the roof is still up. I don't know." But anyway, he started crying on CNN. Here's what he had to say.
"A beautiful little house, you know. It was like we'd been in a hotel all through COVID. This lovely hotel. People are so great. Take care of us yesterday. And we were fixing our house and we finally had it done and we were swimming every day and my blood pressure was going down. And you know, and our, if you ever saw the views from that house before this fire, they were just, you know, it was I posted it today on X. It was paradise. And our neighbors are, you know, we knew them all. And you know, now it's all, I posted this on X, but Sarah was on with her 8-year-old niece last night and she came out. I'm sorry. Just, you know, one day you're swimming in the pool and the next day it's all gone. But she came out with her little Yeti piggy bank for us to rebuild our house."
That's sad.
It is so sad.
That's really sad.
But the good news is that the neighbor did see his roof. So, I mean, I don't think it's there, but...
I don't either.
You know,
if you saw the video that he posted of the fire when he was at home, just before he left his house, it was so close. I don't see how his house made it. If it's a wooden house, like he says,
yeah,
I don't see it.
He talked about the power of having great neighbors. And by the way, I have amazing neighbors and getting to know their names. The one neighbor came over, was spraying down everything after he evacuated. And then their one neighbor that was 84 years old, they thought that he was in the hospital. And so, that the one neighbor went over to that house and found him in a side room, the 84-year-old guy, and got him out.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he would have died in there.
And we have just, I mean, it's the tip of the iceberg when it comes to all the stories that are going to come out of this fire. Because, I mean, we're just learning. It's only been 2 or 3 days now.
Well, it's still burning.
It's still burning. So you're going to get so many different heartbreaking stories, too. And somebody texted in a few minutes ago, goes, "Hey, what were you talking about with the insurance?" We played it for you yesterday. A lot of those people up in that area, their insurance got canceled a couple of months ago because they were in a fire area. And the insurance companies just came in and said, we can't back these homes that are worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, I don't know. It's just sad. It's going to be really interesting to see California rebuild. I mean, the Pacific Palisades is gone. It's just gone.
And if you look at that before and after picture, just as he said in that little clip that you heard there, it is paradise before the fire.
Right.
I mean, it's the picture you have, Jamie, that you showed me a few minutes ago. I mean, it looks like something out of Hawaii. It's beautiful there. And now it's just gutted.
Yeah.
I mean, just torched.
It's and I did like that a lot of people from Colorado were sending, you know, because people here understand that the power of fire and taking out an entire community. Mm-hmm. And so they were, you know, giving people encouragement that, listen, you know, we're from this fire in Colorado. And we, it takes a while, but you'll get back on your feet. Yeah. And I thought that was really nice. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he basically, you know, you got to give him credit. He said he literally has no idea why there was no water. Here he is.
"What is the situation with water? Obviously, in Palisades, ran out last night in the hydrants. I was trying to firefighter on this block. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that's not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system. I mean, those hydrants are typical for 2 or 3 fires, maybe 1 fire. You have something at this scale, but again, that's going to be determined by the local."
So, and somebody said that we had the same thing happen at the Marshall Fire, that our hydrants went dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the reservoir went dry, or, you know, whatever they do. So that we had the same thing, that it's not a political issue. It just happens. So
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
We made somebody very upset with the divorce list.
Why?
Wow, you guys are really talking directly to me.
We just woke you up, huh?
Most mornings, you guys bring me laughter and joy.
Yeah.
Not today.
Wow.
All right, well, it's over, Toots.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, you don't know.
You're time. Right. It could be a dude. It could be a dude.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It could be a dude.
You don't know it's a toot.
My apologies.
My God.
My apologies.
Why would you assume it's a toot?
It could be. It could be a dude. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry. Sorry you have to learn from Jamie that your marriage is over. That's a sad story.
But I just read this thing. Don't shoot the messenger. I just read the thing. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't think about that if you were actually, because I did it to be funny. I didn't think about if you're actually in a miserable
in that situation.
Marriage, how horrible that would be to hear in the morning on this snowy, cold morning. Sorry about that.
On your way to work.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, but you know what? Just suck it up and stay married. Yep. That's what I say.
Suck it up.
And you know what? Do what I did. Just have an affair. It's kind of fun. Because then that way they still pay the mortgage and stuff and you still have money. And then that way then you're stupping somebody that you actually like. Yay!
I don't think you're helping.
No, I am. It's pretty fantastic because you're always afraid that you're going to get caught and stuff. So it's like, oh my God, the adrenaline rush of it all. Haha, amazing. Right. And you still live in a gigantic house, right? And he's paying the mortgage, and you're like, yeah, I'm married to this doctor, but I'm stripping that guy. Oh,
God. Some people think differently.
Yeah, you know, I know. Just... I mean, morals are really not my high point in life, but no. But guess what? I mean, it all worked out because he was also stripping somebody. So it all worked out.
So you were
out.
Both happy.
Yeah, his surgical tech. So it was like, see, wasn't it great? Like I was.
Are you done?
I was stupid that guy. He was stupid that
girl. Didn't have any guilt.
No, both like didn't like each other, and we were just like, yay. So that's my recommendation. Good luck, everyone. Good luck, everybody else. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
There's coverage. I'm watching coverage here of the former president Carter. His funeral is today.
Why did we take the day off?
Yeah, I mean, is mail running today? No mail, right?
All federal departments and agencies will be closed.
Today?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could turn this up.
What?
They just went to a commercial. Oh, never mind. Okay. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie, and on the Odyssey app, too. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast will be there later on today. With the sneezing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's her ventilation system.
I just counted. You sneezed 12 times.
I know.
You know, you can blow out your eye and stuff.
I've heard that before. Yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to you putting that little monitor thing in here, that carbon monoxide, because when our system kicks on here, I don't know why, but it's just like, dusty.
Can't you have like an aneurysm from sneezing so much?
I hope not.
I know, because that was 12 times I counted.
All right, the ex-president, Jimmy Carter, funeral today, so a lot of places are closed if it's federal, right?
Right.
But that's happening right now. Let me turn this up here.
I can't believe you guys don't think the body's in there.
It's not in there.
It's not. But everybody agrees with you.
Yeah, people agree with me.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but I think it's in there.
I don't think it is. Here's the deal.
Somebody would let it slip that like, hey, I just grabbed Jim and put him back in there.
Yeah. He
somebody would let it slip.
He had one of those Johnny and June marriages going on.
Yeah.
Him and his wife were just tight. Yeah. I mean, really tight.
Perfect.
And for years and years and years and years. Now, they're from Georgia, and I got a feeling that his body's down there in Georgia. It's on ice, and they're ready to put
Isn't
it in the ground with his wife.
No?
But no, I think the funeral
is
in Washington.
In D.C., yeah.
Yeah, this is in Washington, D.C. Because they flew him from Georgia to the Rotunda.
Gotcha. That's right. It's in the Rotunda.
That's where the viewing is.
Gotcha.
And somebody even mentioned, I think that's why that guy went in there with a hatchet yesterday, trying to open up the casket.
Really?
Just to prove if he's there or not. I don't think he's in there, though.
I do.
No, there's no way he's in there.
You don't think they'd let it slip? Somebody along the way is like, hey, they don't even put the guy in there.
No.
I think it's a respect
thing. So many people would have to be involved with hiding his body that somebody would let it slip. But I think it's in there.
Isn't it crazy to think that they're just flying his body around in a casket and put it on tour?
They have the ability. It's weird.
Remember when Casey Kasem's wife did that?
She drove around with him?
Yeah.
Well,
she flew him. She flew him over to like Denmark or somewhere to hide him.
Yeah.
Because the kids wanted it, remember?
Yeah.
She flew his body all over the world.
Weekend of Bernie's in real life.
All right, stock show. There's a delay today. One hour delay with the cattle.
Exactly. And so what did I say? It was on Wine Coop or something?
Yeah, it's downtown right next to Union Station there.
Our buddy Tony, my former CPA, said it's real fun that we should come down.
I've never been.
He said it's a zoo, and it's just so fun.
Never been. Hmm. I don't know what kind of crowd it draws, but it looks like it's a big crowd.
Yeah.
But that happens today. Originally at noon, now it's at 1 o'clock today with the start of the stock show, which is this weekend, I guess, right?
And the thing is, so, oh my God, what's the, Rip, right?
Rip from Yellowstone?
Yellowstone. Yep. So yesterday, they showed pictures of what Rip really looks like, and then they showed what Rip's character looks like, so what he really looks like as a regular actor, right? And then they showed how they put a cowboy hat on him, and they put a duster on him, and they put cowboy boots on him, you know, for Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And like the toothpick in his mouth. Man, all of a sudden he got sexy.
No kidding.
Yes. So I think it's your day because you've always wanted to be a cowboy. Let's see if we can get you sexy.
You could turn into Rip.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
Yeah.
I make a damn good cowboy.
So go down.
I really
there.
Do. When I throw on that hat and stuff, I mean, I could see where I'm irresistible.
Yeah.
At that point,
you need a black duster.
And cowboy boots make your butt stick out. You didn't know that, did you? It does. When you wear cowboy boots, like I don't have them on right now, and look a little flat. You see it? Now, if I had on cowboy boots right now, let me show you what it would look like. Then you get one of these going. Does that make sense?
Just throw your butt back?
Dude, well, he just popped it. He just popped his butt.
I'm trying to show you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Really?
I had a girlfriend once who told me that.
She told you that?
She goes, I love when you wear cowboy boots.
It really makes your butt.
I said, thank you. All right, let's talk about the Broncos for a minute here.
All right.
Are you telling me that the weather's going to be nasty in Buffalo?
They said that it's going to be 5 to 15 miles per hour winds that could affect some passing, that there's going to be some snow, but it will be around, the high will be like...
Sorry about that.
I'm no more bless yous.
I'm sorry.
I know, but I cannot do any more bless yous.
It's just weather.
It's not the weather. Weather doesn't cause colds.
I will say this, okay?
Germs do.
I looked at the National Weather Service a couple of days ago, but Buffalo...
And the high was going to be 20.
But Buffalo, and Jamie, it might be onto something here. I mean, it could be a blizzard up there because now they're saying that it's partly cloudy, near 30 degrees or whatever. But Buffalo is like Colorado. It's one of those places where all of a sudden if the wind shifts, everything changes.
Yeah, that lake up there.
Oh,
yeah.
It can change in a 6-hour period to a blizzard.
Yeah, because you're right, because of the lake effect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it can pull snow off.
And it is going to be snowing the day before on Saturday, 70% chance, and on Monday, the day after. So,
well, it's a good thing we're from Colorado.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this program and you're looking to make a wager on this game,
Wait, be careful. Don't guarantee and stuff. That's illegal.
I won't go overboard.
Okay.
Okay, right,
I won't go overboard.
Well,
you did say, I'm telling you right now.
Put the damn mortgage on this bet, okay?
Wow.
He's kidding.
Put the mortgage, put the car, put the kids. Put everything on this bet. Take Broncos and 9 points. I'm telling you, that's a winner.
9 points.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, I will say the last time we beat them, or the last time they lost at home, was to us last season.
I'm just saying.
9 points. What does that mean, that they have to win by 9?
They got to win by 10.
Yeah, the Broncos have a 9-point head start.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling you right now, that is a solid bet.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
You think Buffalo's going to kill them?
No. I think we'll win, but I think it'll be really tight. I don't think there's going to be any.
No, but that makes BJ's bet good, because if it's a tight game, let's say it ends 24-21, right? Then you add 9 points to the Broncos' score, then it's actually 30-24 with the spread, so you would win.
Gambling's complicated.
You're getting 9 points.
I don't get it.
To add to the final score.
Can I just pick a win?
You can do that, too.
Yeah, straight up.
All right, let me see this. Now, Spadilla, I haven't looked at the numbers yet besides that 9 points, but if you took 1,000 of Jamie, because she's always looking for that bet where it looks like a really good bet, but you could turn $10 into $10 million.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what I like.
She wants high odds.
Okay?
Yeah.
If she took $1,000 today and put it down on the Broncos to win the game outright,
how much
how much money would she win? And for anybody else talking that doesn't know gambling, okay?
I think she would win about $3,500.
Okay, so your 1,000 could win you 30. So you get paid back 45 because of your 1,000 you get back too. Okay, got it?
See, I don't
Is that enough?
No. I want to win $20,000.
She wants a crazy one.
It's hard to find a bet where you can bet $10 and win $10
million. I've been to Vegas. It's called a slot machine. They tell you right there on the Progressive you can win $20 million.
On one pull.
On one pull, it's $10.
I think the Broncos are going to win.
They have a good chance if the weather's really bad and the Broncos' defense is really good. So if you slow down Josh Allen with the weather plus the Broncos' defense, could equal Broncos' win.
Okay, what if I bet $1,000 on the Buffaloes?
On the Buffaloes?
No. That's a minus. That's a minus.
Oh, because you're only going to win $500 on that.
Because they're favorite.
Yeah.
They're favorite?
Oh, big time.
They're favored by far.
You guys didn't even tell me that.
Yeah.
Folks, we'll explain all this to her off air. we did cut the... never mind.
Obviously, I don't play that Kings or whatever. What's it called?
DraftKings.
Yeah. My kid was telling me that kids his age are getting addicted to it now.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now are you picking the Broncos to win?
Yeah.
You think they will win?
I think they will.
I do, too.
But
I
think it'll be an OT.
Oh.
You may be on to something.
Is there money for that? Is there money for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big money.
There is.
All right. Let's quickly do this before we take a break, okay? For all my gambling friends out there. Okay. All right, Spadil, let's put down $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look up real quick.
Yeah.
If the game goes into overtime, how much money? I'll bet you could make on $1,000, I'll bet you could make $20,000.
See, that's what I need.
That's it.
That's the kind of bet I want.
That's the bet she wants.
Yeah.
She's on this.
But I don't have to pick the winner, do I?
Look it up.
Or can they just go to OT?
No, they just go to overtime. You don't even have to pick a winner.
Well, why didn't we talk about this?
Will the game go into overtime is the bet.
So it's plus 1,600. So if you put down $1,000, you'd win 16,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Wow.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
16,000.
That's the kind of... Oh, my God. Why didn't you guys tell
that's
me?
That's the best.
Spadil, put it down. Go ahead and put down $1,000. Use your money. She'll catch you on payday.
All right. Okay.
We'll see you, bud.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.